Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Isn't he the best? The best! Oh, Dave Solomon, thanks so much. And thank you for tuning in to Hybrid Jazz. Going to give you a little sneak peek into how the makeup of the show is. Honestly, we like to make sure that you get a healthy dose of what's new, but also a taste of something from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, if we can, even from the 50s. Always like to start the show off, if there's no guest, at the top of the hour with something that's classic, because there would not be a show like this unless we could say thank you and nod heavily to those who set the tone, the pace, the journey for all of this music to come to fruition today. So I'm a little excited, more than the average, because we've got a return guest. Whenever somebody comes back to Hybrid Jazz, it's always cause for celebration, especially if their CD has dropped the same week. That's the case with Reagan Whiteside. Woo! Quantum Drive is such a trip. I am telling you what, you have to hear some tracks from this CD to get a feel of what's going on, and boy, will you ever. That aforementioned classic, we remember Lee Morgan today. It's his birthday, a Philadelphia guy on that trumpet that we will never forget. From Cornbread, 1965, this is Ciora on Hybrid Jazz.
Thank you.
This is Hybrid Jazz. Oh, my. You know, what one of the reasons is why that song is so sexy is because it truly is jazz and it truly is soul. And that is a some kind of hybrid, when you can do that well with that balance to keep in mind, you know? Man, I always look for that. I love the stuff that doesn't necessarily mean it's hybrid. It could be entirely straight ahead. It could be entirely contemporary. But when you know what you're doing, like Najee does, then, look, it's just a no-brainer. He is so remarkable in that he certainly is known in the more contemporary circles as someone who favors that direction. But that is not necessarily the case. His roots are so strong in straightforward jazz that he likes to mix it up. He likes to experiment. If you've ever seen him in concert, he really does what he wants to do. He is very assured in all directions of jazz. And let me say something about the vocalist, please. Look, having known my stepdaughter for as long as I have, Dad and I are no longer together, but spent a lot of time with Dad's daughter. Her name is spelled M-E-L-I-S-A. And it's been a source of friction for her in her 30-plus years to have had that name because it looks like Melissa, but it's actually pronounced Melissa. I have a dilemma here because I have known about this singer, but I have rarely heard her name pronounced. Her name is spelled M-E-L apostrophe, excuse me, M-E-L-I apostrophe S-A. I heard Dick Clark in an interview just this morning from way back when interview this beautiful and talented lady, and I believe that what it sounded like he said was Melissa. I think it's Melissa Morgan. You can correct me if I'm wrong. God knows that I've tried to do the research. Melissa Morgan with Najee. From The Morning After, A Musical Love Journey, In the Mood to Take It Slow. The bottom line is, if you support this young lady monetarily, she doesn't care if you call her cornbread. She does not care. As long as you are paying money into her music, she looks like she's really doing well. Looked at her Facebook page. She's got a man that is on the same page as her. Lately, this has been the topic of discussion for many women and many men in my circles. If you find somebody who's on the same page as you, emotionally, spiritually, financially, you're looking forward in the same direction, then the physical stuff comes into play if you have all of that. You understand what I mean? I think you do. Melissa Morgan. NajeeMusic.com is where you can support Najee. He is on a cruise today in New York. He's leaving today if he hasn't left already. Good for him. Also, what was I going to say? Oh, yes, the single from The Morning After is Rendezvous. But we don't pay attention necessarily to singles around here. We play what we want. You heard Earl Clue, the mid-song in that threesome, if you will. Soda Fountain Shuffle from 1985 is the name of the album. This is Griselda Medina's favorite Earl Clue song, One Night Alone with You. There you go, Auntie G. We miss you around here. Earl is going to be at the Columbus, Ohio Jazz and Rib Fest. Doesn't that sound delightful together? Eating ribs, drinking wine, and listening to jazz. Oh, my God. He's going to be at the Blue Note, too, coming up in New York. You might want to make note of that. EarlClue.com has more information, including his discography. Terribly proud of the hand-picked album that he did not that long ago, by the way, featuring his favorite composer, Burt Bacharach. Does a smashing number on Alfie, by the way. Oh, it's so nice. And to start things off, it was Lee Morgan from 1965 on Blue Note, the LP Cornbread. The name of the track, Ciora, with Herbie Hancock, Jackie McLean, Larry Ridley, Billy Higgins, all stars. It's Lee Morgan's birthday today. He was born on July the 10th, 1938. He passed away at the age of 33. Yes, far too soon. But when you have a demented girlfriend who comes into a club and shoots you, you don't have much choice, do you? Yeah. Man, that tears me up. Philadelphia born, the youngest of four. His sister gave him his first trumpet at the age of 13. Did so well so quickly that Clifford Brown, his idol, took an interest in him. Gave him lessons before Lee Morgan joined Dizzy Gillespie's band at the age of 18. He also worked with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, Hank Mobley, who was also on Cornbread, by the way, Coltrane. And this is something that I have never mentioned about Lee Morgan. He joined what was called the Jazz and People's Movement. This is what he did. In the 60s and 70s, he made people aware of the lack of jazz in certain areas. He got real riled up at the idea of TV shows not showcasing jazz enough. I know that my friend Beach just got her ears perked up at that. So Lee made it a point to do official protests in regard to these TV shows who didn't have enough of what he perceived to be jazz in their mix. Love that about him. 33 years old. God, can you imagine what kind of music he would be doing these days? He would have been a hell of an old man. Oh, man. But you know what? Look, let's look at this half full. What he left behind in the way of that music, that complete discography, his own songs, as well as what he did to enhance other people, mind-blowing. Please look that information up and do yourself a favor. Celebrate Christmas in July by listening to Lee Morgan and let your ears say thank you. We have Reagan Whiteside joining us in the third hour of the show. We sure do. We love to make sure that women who play instruments, especially when it comes to a multi-instrumentalist like Reagan, God, she's so creative. It just fills my soul with joy to be able to introduce this new music to you. You're going to love it. Here is another woman, a formidable talent, who classical music lost. That was her training. Until she heard Harry Connick Jr. at a show one day, and she went nuts. She saw stuff that he was doing on that piano that she had never thought that she was going to see because she was so wrapped up in her little back rooms learning the classical stuff. The amazing Helen Sung, award-winning, prolific, creative, sought after. This is from a new release that was released actually in January of this year, Anthem for a New Day. This is one of those songs that seeps into your bloodstream and never lets go. Matter of fact, it's called Never Let Me Go on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thank you. Hybrid Jazz.
Thank you. in the desert, 40 days, thoughts spread my wings. Metamorph into a god-like thing in 3D, multicolor like Saturn rings. Move into the house of my dreams, wife by my side on the mountaintop. I can relax and enjoy the beauty that God gave. So what you think, baby?
Never thought my dreams would come true till a friend told me about you.
Of the most interesting albums ever. Seriously? Enter the Dynasty, Winslow Dynasty, just this year, and we had Dante Winslow on with us. here at Hyper Jazz, and I'm telling you, I had to take a minute to recover because it was so extraordinary. Had no idea how this was all going to unfold, but Dante shared some stuff that day that was just so remarkable. It was crazy. And certainly all of these shows get archived. If you want a chance to go back a few months and listen to that interview, be prepared for what you're going to hear, because I'm not even sure that he even knew that he was going to share as much as he did. He may do this, Dante, when he goes to the various frequent places where he shares his background and his spirituality, and most importantly to all of the kids assembled in front of him. He does this all the time, I'm not kidding you. He and his beautiful wife, Mashika, who you heard on that song, wasn't that something? Woo! His rapping, her singing, it's the perfect combination. He tells these kids that are underserved in varying communities across the United States and wherever else in the world he has a chance when he tours with Justin Timberlake. He tells them that they're worth something, that they should never give up. If they're involved in music, keep with the music. Never give up. Use the music as a sanctuary. Always know that, he says this, they can count on him if they need to speak to anybody, or make sure they find adults that are really adults, healthy ones, and make sure that if they ever have anything they want to share, they can, that they're never alone. Not the kind of alone he felt as though he was when he was growing up. Dante Winslow had a horrific childhood, but look at what he was able to do. Trumpeter, producer, composer, rapper, educator, mentor. That song was called Chrysalis, as in butterfly. He's going to be with Justin and thousands of other people in his hometown of Baltimore on the 14th, coming up on this Monday, which is Bastille Day. Wear something French and go if you can get a ticket, because I'm not sure if you can. Anywhere he goes with Justin, JT loves him up. Oh, my God, does everybody in that band favor Dante Winslow, and I just told you why. Chick Corea was on that as well. Woo! And you can certainly find out more at winslowdynasty.com. Please support these folks who give so much back to the community, please. It would mean a lot. We heard Texas Bread, Ronnie Loss, from Pressure Sensitive, his debut album in 1975, Always There. Do you know that Ronnie Loss is celebrating 50 years in the business? Just pause for a moment and wrap your head around that. 50 years in the business. The fifth of eight children. Fifth of eight children, I meant to say. And all of those kids were raised right. Seriously? Oh, when you go to Ronnie's Facebook page, all you see is family. He's just really intent on having this kind of balanced life. Had a chance to meet him a few years ago, a couple of times, actually, and he really loved at that time. I don't know how he is now. I think that he wants to be in a situation where he's not working so much, but he loves to support other people, which is a blessing. So we're going to hear Ronnie Loss again in a second with Kevin Tony. Hang in. Helen Sung was the first in that set, the daughter of Chinese immigrants who really wanted to see their daughter shine in the classical field. She wanted to make them happy, but we're so glad that she turned her attention to jazz. Clearly, when you go to sung.com, you will see that she has jazz pianist / composer, is she ever. Anthem for a New Day features some of her originals and also some standards. Never Let Me Go is what we heard, and I'm going to pick up the CD right now so you know who you heard. She, as you might suspect, she has been in some glorious company over the past several years, including Carrie Lynn and that wonderful Mosaic project from 2011. Regina Carter was on that particular track. She's on two tracks on this CD. Seamus Blake on tenor and soprano sax. Ingrid Jensen on trumpet here. Reuben Rogers on bass. Obed Calvert on drums. Samuel Torres on percussion. John Ellis on bass clarinet. Paquito de Rivera is also on this stellar package. Helen is spending a lot of time in Maryland. She has been part of this workshop jam and concert series that Maryland Summer Jazz does. We're hopefully going to be able to get her on the show in the next few weeks, so cross your fingers for that. Meanwhile, she's going to be at the Chicken Bone Beach Jazz Series in Atlantic City, New Jersey, supporting youth. Whew. That's in the next couple of days. And I have to make mention of this. We've had a few words to say about Wynton Marsalis in these past couple of months. For Wynton Marsalis to say something about a female instrumentalist is a big deal. He thinks that Helen Song is a big deal. Take a breath. Yes, Wynton Marsalis said that. He who has no women in his organization. Anyway, let's go on, shall we? Oh, my. Reagan Whiteside is going to be with us in the third hour of the show. Yes, she is. Can't wait to hear what she has to say about the making of Quantum Drive. Let's turn our attention now to Kevin Toney, who's coming to Bethesda Blues and Jazz on the 23rd of July. You local and regional folks need to support essentially a hometown youngin, because he spent a lot of time at Howard University, a lot of time with the Blackbirds. They got their roots at Howard in D.C., so make sure that you support one of those strong artistic individuals who put the musical side of Washington, D.C. on the map. This is going back to 2001 from Strutt. Ronnie Laws backing up Kevin on Passion Dance on Hybrid Jazz. is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. You know, between that song and the Bell Lewis song we heard right before, listen, they just were too short, those songs. Oh, man. Gary Taylor and Bell Lewis. Man, they should get together and do some extended jams. Oh, it'd be so nice. Flirting with an Angel from 1998's Love Dance on Hybrid Jazz. Oh my, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, producer, so respected. If you could see the list of songs that he has written for other people, Will Downing, the late great Vesta Williams, the late great Carl Anderson, The Whispers. Najee featured him on his last album with a song called Moon Over Carolina, and Gary got a chance to sing on Najee's CD. Just so beautiful. If you need information about him, I'm going to tell you something pertaining to those folks who live in Los Angeles, but morningcrew.com is where you'll find information on Gary Taylor. He's going to be at Catalina's Bar and Grill on the 18th and 19th. If you get a chance to see him, please do, because between the intrinsic soulfulness that he has, he's also a source of great political wisdom. He is very much a source of African-American pride. A lot of his songs reflect that. He is very strong. He is very loving. He's very romantic, and he's so strong. Gosh, it's just a pleasure to hear that. I remember when I was first introduced to this song, this was a few years back, the man who absolutely loved Gary Taylor had Love Dance and the album by Daoud Said, who does the intro music for Hybrid Jazz, neck and neck as far as his favorites are concerned. And this gentleman, his actual name, who turned me on to Gary Taylor, is Bryce Boots, who lives in the Baltimore area. Big old teddy bear, just loved his music, loved to come home, chill out with a glass of wine, put on his headphones, and drift out. This was the album that did it for him, and man, was he ever right. Wow! If you get a chance, pick up some of the Gary Taylor discography, and you'll see for yourself. It's just very choice. Vel Lewis is who we heard right beforehand. That was a single that was out not that long ago on CD Baby is where I found it, but Vel gave it to me. My little Velbert, who's doing so well. Guess what? When he was on the show the other day, he found out afterwards that Colors of Soul is number 4 on one of the Amazon charts. So he is high. He just can't believe it. That little EP is like the little engine that could. I think I can. I think I can. Just 5 songs on it, but man, is it deep. Vitamin D is not on there. You can get that as a single on CD Baby, or if you go to vellewis.com, L-E-W-I-S, different kinds of ways you can spell that. V as in Victor, E-L, Lewis.com. Groove Jazz is what he likes to call what he does. This is what he says. He guarantees that some body part will move if you listen to his music. I love that. Woo! Kevin Tony and Passion Dance from Strut 2001 with Ronnie Long's album featuring, by the way, Evelyn Champagne King on a take of Yearning for Your Love by the Gap Band. So nice. Now, Kevin is going to be at Bethesda Blues and Jazz on the 23rd with his daughter Dominique. She's got a voice and a half. So she's going to be featured along with Dad. This should be wild. If you get a chance to go, maybe you can make it a day trip. I mean, you can plan ahead. I know that Wendy Wang would just love to see new faces in the place. She's got a couple of sold-out shows coming up. Kevin will probably be sold out, so you have to get your tickets ahead of time. BethesdaBluesJazz.com has more information. All right, we have come to a pivotal place in our show. So glad to be able to tell you this. We might not get to all the music that we wanted to get to, and that happens a lot here on Hybrid Jazz. We've got Reagan Whiteside coming up at the top of next hour. I wanted to make sure that we got to this. Pete Gitlin was so wonderful in saying, look, let's do something special on Hybrid Jazz. Let's give away 5 copies of my single, Summer of Love, And let's give all the folks who win artwork. So you know what? I was listening out for those folks who really were paying attention to Pete's music and also can relate to that time or love the time of the original Summer of Love. Actually, there was a few of them back in the 60s. Pete had all of that in mind, and this year, this song is so awesome. And what he wanted to do was he wanted to give each of the winners a code so that they could go to CD Baby and get the single. So we're going to announce the winners. And the winners are Matthew Williams. We'll put Matt first because he's usually here, not here today. They have him working really hard as a videographer. He certainly loves music, being a trumpeter and singer himself in a big band. Loves Pete Gitlin. We also have Dean Banks. Dean loves hybrid jazz, loves the music, supports the show whenever he can, and has a monumental business of his own. He is, for lack of a better word, he's a spiritual counselor. As a matter of fact, let me give you his address, because it's about time that we made mention of how you can make use of Dean. He's based in Wilmington, Delaware. Let's see. Banksnet.com is where to find him. Yes. B-A-N-K-S-N-E-T. Banksnet.com. Dean A. Banks is also a winner. We also have a lady who loves the show, certainly loves the time that we have been discussing, has made mention of Pete Gitlin a time or two. So she raised her little head and said, can we possibly think about having the Summer of Love? Lorraine Formica, formerly Lorraine Zungolo, who resides in another part of the state of Maryland. She is also a winner. And this was so cool to be able to do this. A gal that I have known since high school days who is really enjoying the fact that hybrid jazz is in existence, and we were best friends in high school, Mary Swoyer Larson. Loves the music, loves the artwork, an avid horsewoman, and quite a businesswoman in the state of Pennsylvania. And also, B.J. White, B.J. White, who has been here from the beginning show on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, 2011 in August. Almost every single show she has been here. So you better believe she is going to get the guitar work, the ace song, by someone that she has known and respected for a while, as have I, Pete Gitlin. So Lorraine, Dean, Matt, Beach, and Mary are all winners here. And this is the song that they're going to get. If you haven't heard this, get ready. Pete Gitlin, Summer of Love on Hybrid Jazz.
Thank you. question is the motivation that is hanging up the goddamn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut. Everybody now trying to make it real compared to what. Come on, baby. Slaughterhouses are killing hogs. Twisted children are killing folks. Poor dumb rednecks rolling logs. Tired old ladies kissing dogs. I hate the human love of that stinking mud. I can't use it. Trying to make it real compared to what. Come on, baby. Just what it's for. Nobody gives us a rhyme or reason. Have one doubt, they call it treason. We're chicken feathers all the way out wonder. God damn it, I'm trying to make it real compared to what. Suck it to me. Sunday sleep and nod, trying to duck the wrath of God. Preachers filling us with fright. They all trying to teach us what they think is right. They really got to be some kind of nut. I can't use it. Trying to make it real compared to what. And where's that honey? Where's my God and where's my money? Unreal values, a crass distortion. Unwed mothers need abortion. Kind of brings to my old young King Tut. He did it now. Try to make it real compared to what. Thank you.
Hennigan, Benny Bailey, Eddie Harris.
Man, does it get more exciting than that? Or more profane? Oh, it's a shock if you've never heard that song, but you have to understand the writing behind the song. First of all, Les McCann and Eddie Harris with almost no rehearsal. 1969 live recording called Swiss Movement at the Montreux Jazz Festival compared to what? Song written by a gentleman that many of us loved through the years, because some of us are old enough to remember when he had a singing career of his own. This is a cat who was born in Kansas City, matter of fact, so already he was acclimated to great music. But Gene McDaniels was one of those guys who loved jazz and couldn't make the inroad that he wanted to make in jazz, but somebody got a hold of that voice and gave him the song 100 Pounds of Clay. Wait a minute. And then Tower of Strength. If you remember the voice, can you remember the voice in your head? The song 100 Pounds of Clay was written by Kay Rogers and Luther Dixon and Bob Elgin. But it may be the song that whet the appetite of Eugene McDaniels, because thereafter he wrote some songs that were of note, including Feel Like Making Love by Roberta Flack, and Compared to What. He wrote that song after he had left the country. Dr. King had been assassinated in 1968, and he had had enough. Gene McDaniels was this gentle soul, and he just ran. He couldn't stand it. So that was pretty raw. He wrote that song in the aftermath of what he perceived to be turmoil in this country, and that was the only way he could let it out. And man, Les McCann tears somebody a new one, doesn't he? I know that Gene was just thrilled to have heard that. Gene McDaniels passed away. Actually, I didn't know about the date, but I felt his presence a whole lot. He died on July 29th, 2011, at the age of 76. And I remember at the time I made that announcement on Facebook, and so many people were so bummed because he was one of those guys like me, Shaq Taylor. There was a similarity in spirit, in countenance of these two, who were these gentle souls who were strong men. And even though everybody knows that we're going to pass from this earth sooner or later, when certain people go who have commanded such love and respect, it just knocks the wind out of your sail. I was just reminded of Meshach Taylor because it was just in the past several days that he left us, and that's immediately who came to mind. If you want to see some sort of tribute, go to Meshach Taylor's page, by the way, and see what Joe Mantegna has to say about him. Friends for over 40 years. Amazing stuff. Compared to What? And the Mars Fortet, brand new, from our friend Jeff Antoniuk, who has been on Hybrid Jazz a few times, Max Murray, Donato Silveiro, and Frank Russo. They all spell out Mars. Murray, Antoniuk, Russo, Silveiro. So here's the deal. They did a Led Zeppelin song, Black Dog, from this CD, The Blind Watchmaker. Yes, not your daddy's jazz. And they are going to be part, Jeff is especially, of the Workshop Jam and Concert Series in Maryland. They are going to be not only having a beautiful event happening at Bethesda Blues and Jazz on the 22nd, close to the Kevin Tony date that I mentioned earlier, with Jimmy Haslip, by the way. But there's also going to be a jam that will happen, let's see, what's the date on that? I'll have to find that. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Final concert? No, that's not it. July 25th, an all-star concert at St. Mark Presbyterian Church in Maryland. And Jimmy Haslett is going to be with us, yes, indeed, on Tuesday. One show next week on Tuesday. I have to go to a very important funeral service on Wednesday. So I'm not sure I'll be in the mood to do a show on next Thursday. So that said, Jimmy will fill us in on his part in all of this because they are actually conducting workshops so that other people can learn how to be better musicians. Yeah. We heard, too, in that three-song set, Pete Gitlin. Yes, we did. The Summer of Love, actually Summer of Love with no the, because we don't have to necessarily designate one Summer of Love. Can't this be your Summer of Love in 2014? Of course it can. Congratulations to our single winners who got that song and the artwork. Lorraine, Dean, Matt, Beige, and Mary. All very excited to have a memento of this year and a summer that hopefully we will never forget for all the right reasons. Agreed? I hope so. I hope so, really. Can we do a couple more songs? I really want to do this, and yeah, let's see if we have time for this. Johnny Sandoval, can we please? We played a track a couple of weeks ago, and it was just wonderful. Johnny Sandoval is from East Bay Soul. He can play anything on percussion, has a global view of what he can do when banging on anything that has a percussive unit to it. Johnny has a CD out called At Conga from 2012. His parents are from Almeria, Spain, and he wrote a song called Via Almeria on Hybrid Jazz. Check it out.
as mãos carentes a te tocar. Uma paixão areia tem te a queimar. Vento agita a sombra das palmeiras e sopra um desejo em mim. A chance passageira, a tarde logo chega ao fim. Oh, yeah. A montanha no horizonte, ação do tempo em forma de pão. Venha, doce fatia de ilusão. Meu lábio toca sua fronte, sabor de loção e sal. Lua suja atrás da ponte, imagem de cartão postal. Oh, yeah. Sol morrendo entre dois montes, cores explodem no alto astral.
Hun, that's delish. Oh, my gosh. I love to hear those two. I'm talking about Patricia King Haddad and Orlando Haddad. Together they call themselves Minas. That is Temporal from Bossa Nova Day, 2009. Got to play a song from Minas because they're going to be in our neck of the woods here in Baltimore in Little Italy at a place called Germano's Piattini tomorrow night. We've organized a bunch of friends to come down and support them. If you are within the sound of my voice in a timely fashion and can get there on the 11th of July, you will be so thrilled because you will actually hear authenticity with Brazilian music. They do other things and they do them beautifully. But when they combine Orlando's guitar and Patricia's piano and those vocals, it's like heaven. You want to de-stress? You pick up on Minas music and you will do it. We'll see you at Germano's tomorrow. Johnny Sandoval from At Conga. Isn't that a beautiful song? Almeria. It's all about a 2 minute and 19 second song, but any one of these tunes that you'll find on Johnny's CD that he does by himself, not with East Bay Soul, is amazing. What does Greg Adams call him? It's just this huge word that Greg uses to describe Johnny's talent, like more than stupendous, if there is such a word. He was playing bongos at 5, and he has not stopped beating rhythms since. And especially with that viewpoint that he has, he can play Peruvian, he can play African, Cuban, Spanish, Mexican, derivatives thereof, anything. He is so unbelievable on the stage with EBS. You have to see him. They're going to be, by the way, at the Oakland Yoshis tonight. I understand that Darryl Walker is not going to make it to sing the Star Spangled Banner with the guys today. They had a baseball game to attend. Darryl's plane got canceled, and another one is not going to make it in time. So he's bummed. Say a little prayer for Darryl. I know it's all going to work out. He's going to be there tonight with EBS, but he was really looking forward to this game this afternoon. Let's see if we can play a couple more songs, shall we? Can we? Let's do it. From Philadelphia, and Minas live in Philadelphia too, by the way. This is G. Lawrence, my old buddy. Abstract Truth, the name of the group from last year, Shadows from the Sun. This is G's Groove. Afterwards, we'll hear George Duke and then Reagan Whiteside. Want to make mention of something special coming up. We didn't have a chance to get him on Hybrid Jazz this time around. Kevin Howard, who was with my girls Micah and Geneva and Anita when they were playing at the Fire Station 1 in Silver Spring, Maryland. Kevin is going to be there this Saturday. He's going to be there at 8 o'clock. And if you need more information, by all means, let me know, and I'll tell you all about it. G's Groove. Check it out. This is Hybrid Jazz.
We'll be right back.
You know what that is right there, what you heard? That is summer of 2014 music for you. That is top-down, going through the Harbor Tunnel in Baltimore music, or whatever tunnel you have, or whatever highway you have around your neck of the woods. That is smoking. I'm telling you, this woman is like the female equivalent of Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull. Oh, my gosh. Flutist, vocalist, songwriter, arranger, educator. She does it all. Actually, a multi-instrumentalist. And beautiful to boot, will you please make welcome that quantum drive master, Reagan Whiteside. Hey, Reagan.
Hey, Trish. How are you?
I'm better now that I heard that song, girl.
I'm glad you dig it.
Oh, my God. Reagan, are you just popping out of your skin? Because I'm telling you, this thing is smoking, isn't it? It's smoking already.
Oh, man. I just hope that people like it and people get it. That's my biggest hope.
Well, look, you have, to borrow a word from the previous effort, you have evolved to the point where people know what to expect from you. You're always changing. You're always growing. There are some differences on this CD that are like, woo! You kind of don't expect them. But then again, you do because you're Reagan Whiteside, you see.
That is too funny.
Well, you know, you've got an intro here, and you've got Bob Baldwin, who has been a believer in you from jump. You've got Althea Renee, who also plays flute, and that song is just beautiful, by the way, Wing and a Prayer. You've got the new single with Patrice Rushen. You've got Frank McComb on here, all these folks. Reagan, you need to understand that this is going to be a riding high experience for you for as long as you want a music career.
Oh, man, that is really nice of you to say. Thank you so much. This whole process was a lot of fun, you know, with this album. You know, this is the first album that we made after the move from New York to Georgia. So we definitely had a different perspective, you know, writing and recording and everything else. So I am so glad that you like it, and I'm so glad that, you know, it's doing what it's doing.
Well, I'm glad that you're doing what you want to do. You're fairly insistent on making it clear that what you do is across the board. You should never be confined, especially, and I'm begging you about this, as a female instrumentalist who also happens to be a fine vocalist, you make sure that you always do what you're feeling as opposed to what you might think that people expect of you. I know that you're in conflict, or at least you have been. Now maybe you don't care, and you should never care, because what you do is Reagan Whiteside music. It doesn't have any category.
I care because, you know, I want people to enjoy the music. You know, that's the main goal is to, and, you know, just feel good while you're listening to it. But then at the same time, you know, being in this industry is difficult. And, you know, and just by itself, forget about being a woman, but it's just a difficult industry to be in. And after a while, after trying so hard to fit into somebody else's thing, you get tired. You get tired and you get frustrated because it's like, okay, well, why am I going through all this? You know, I'm not even enjoying making the music that they want me to make. So, you know, it's like if I just want to be happy while I'm creating music and then have that music be enjoyed by, you know, the world.
Well, the world is going to enjoy it, Reagan, because we can tell that artists enjoy it while they're playing it and recording it. There are some people that I have known in the time that I've been doing radio since 1976. I can tell that they didn't necessarily enjoy the ride And therefore, I don't pick up on that vibe to enjoy it with them because they don't. But you do.
Oh, absolutely.
You do.
Gotta enjoy the ride.
Oh, my gosh. And the music, if you're not feeling it, you've also made it clear that you like to make a joyful noise. You like to make positive music. You have a particular way of doing it where it smiles through the vinyl. It does.
Well, that's cool.
It is. It is cool. When you say the business is difficult, are you saying it just because there are expectations of you, or why do you express that? Because you didn't necessarily do that last time we talked. Tell us what's going on with your situation.
Well, it's just, it's the same thing that has been there for years and years and years. And any musician will tell you that out here, I mean, you really, really, really have to hustle. And you got to endure a million no's before you get that yes. And so, you know, just emotionally dealing with that, you got to really develop a thick skin. And I think probably now on this record it's a lot easier just because, you know, because I am, let's put it this way. The entire industry is making a shift to independent artists. So now you're not quite as bound to, you know, everybody else's, well, I'm not going to say everybody else's, but the industry's expectations. So that type of freedom, you know, does make it a little bit easier to endure.
That's very interesting. And why do you think, I have not posed this question to anyone, this is the first time with you, why do you think that shift is happening, Reagan, from labels to independent artists? I mean, I'm glad as any person on this earth that there are independent artists who are getting attention right now. But why do you think that shift has occurred?
Technology. Technology,
gotcha.
Technology, technology. I mean, we went from, you know, back in the day not being able to record anything to being able to record an entire album in your house.
Right.
You know, it's so there's a lot more opportunity to, you know, get your project done on your own, and you're not relying, you don't have to rely on anybody else. Now, granted, you know, being on a major label does have its perks. You know, you have that major label money behind you, and so, you know, it makes it a lot easier to get out there. But, still, you still have the resources as an independent artist to release a project.
And isn't it interesting? I have to tell you what I saw this morning, and I posted it on my Facebook page. And this was a link via someone who has roots in another country who's watching what America does with interest. The Nielsen Company has a mid-year report, and it reveals the demise of the digital download, which I thought was very interesting. I'm seeing a resurgence in vinyl, and I'm also seeing that people, and you can agree or disagree or wonder aloud, but I think that people want their immediate gratification with music, but they also want something else. They want a personal touch. And I don't know the wherefores, the reasons why the digital downloads are decreasing. Maybe you can offer some suggestions as to why that may be. But I think that people really do want music that means something, that has a warmth to it. Like Rick Braun was explaining the other day when he was on the show, he's really happy because he had live people in those studio sessions for Can You Feel It? And he's being picked up by straight-ahead jazz stations because the difference is that the live musicianship in the studio makes a difference. Now, he hasn't expressed that before. So what do you think? What do you think is happening now? What do you see is happening for the future of people and their desire and their want and consumption of music?
Well, I think the main thing that I've come across is that, you know, you're going to have your purists, and you're going to have the people who just want, you know, to be able to download it right away. And at first, I was thinking that it was generational. The older generation tends to be more, I guess, pure in their listening preferences. You know, they want something in their hand. They want to read the liner notes and all that stuff. And the younger generation, you know, they just want it now. They really don't care to be carrying around, you know, CD cases in their cars or whatever. They just want it on their phone. But at the same time, you know, then I started seeing a shift again, and it started to even out a lot generation-wise. You know, some of the older generation would come up, oh, you don't have download cards? Oh, can I just get it on iTunes? Da-da-da-da. And then I'll have younger people coming up, oh, but I don't want the download card. I want the CD, you know.
And
it's just the... It blows my mind. It's really wild. There's no rhyme nor reason, you know. For me personally, I do both. You know, I like having the CD. I like listening to. You know, I have an old car, so you know, I have a CD player. It does not play MP3s. So, you know, so I, you know, I like my CDs, but not to say that I don't have my little charger where I plug in my iPod for long car rides. So, you know, I think that variety is the key. You know, everything in its place for, you know, whatever the situation is. You know, I like both. And I think a lot of people are starting to see that as well, that you just need a variety.
Yeah, and it's really weird. We're going to make the move to Florida in December, so we're going to be traveling light and selling most of what we have so we can start over. And one of the absolutes that we have to take is my son's collection of vinyl. He's 22 years old. He loves vinyl. So, you know, no rhyme or reason. You are right about that. Wow.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's great. I mean, I would love, like, my husband has, like, I can't even tell you, just countless records just piled up. And they're all wrapped up, and I am just, every time I go in that room, I just want to just rip everything out and just get a record player and just play whatever, because I miss that sound, you know, the little crackle of the record.
Yes.
When the needle hits it, and just that, it just brings back a lot of memories for me. So, you know, not that I, you know, but then at the same time, what are you going to do when you're driving? Obviously, you can't have the record player in your car, so variety again.
And you know what, Reagan? Here's the thing. When planning this show, and I was very mindful of the fact that you were going to be the guest today, so you didn't necessarily hear the song that was in front of Quantum Drive from the new CD, but I wanted to play George Duke, 6 o'clock in the morning, revisited from Deja Vu from 2010, because George had a particular vibe in some ways that is very reminiscent of what you feel in your music. So when you do something like that, or what I used to do when I was in the studio and just had vinyl, there was a way you could segue from one piece of music to another so that you would all, you know, absolutely match the end of one song into the beginning of another. And I'm telling you, it was like one of those natural highs.
That's cool.
You know?
Yeah, I missed that. I'm going to have to run this back.
Yeah, well, yeah. And it's just because of the feel. You have a particular kind of across the board. You're soulful. You're funky. You can be tender. You can be energized. You can pull it down. You can romance with the best of them. You do all of that, and when you find an artist that matches, oh my gosh, segues are everything. And we can't do it with digital stuff, but we can do it if we have faders. And if we have a way to blend the music, and I don't know what to say about it, except I don't even know why we got into this discussion, but it's pretty intense that we do. folks need to support music in any way, shape, or form they can, and I know you agree with that.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, your music is bound to be looked at a lot more closely because you just recently won an award. You want to brag on that for us, please?
Yeah, I won the 2014 Black Female Flutist of the Year award, and it was really cool. I was just honored to be nominated, and to win it was really great, and it was a beautiful event. It was held at the Four Seasons, and it was just really nice.
Is that the first of its kind for that kind of ceremony? Because it looked pretty high tone.
Yeah, that was the very first one. The very first
one. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And you were the first recipient. See, people don't ever remember what happens the second time, but they remember the first time. That is so amazing. So how does this work when you get an award like that? Do you start to get calls from people that you have never heard from before then?
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
There's a whole lot of woodwork fallings right now, but it's all good.
Well, good. That only means great things, and the timing couldn't have been more wonderful because this transpired last month, and now, 2 days ago, Quantum Drive dropped, so it looks like July is going to be pretty wonderful. Do you feel it?
Oh, yeah. I'm just so happy that it's out now. It's like one of those things where, you know, you're talking about it, and then it finally happens. It's like, oh, it's like a weight is lifted off my shoulders.
Wow.
It's nice to just have it out there.
But I know that you enjoy it going through. It's just such an arduous situation, isn't it? Because you're on the time clock. You're in the studio, or you have guests for only a limited time. So it's pretty stressful to get everything done, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, and then on top of that, doing it with a day job. So.
Oh, God.
You know,
oh, God. Yes.
So it was definitely, you know, my time management skills are, like, on point now. So,
wow.
You know, it's just very, and I learned to live with not a lot of sleep and, you know, just, but, you know, at the same time, you know, it's fun to do. It's a lot of fun, you know, the creative part. The business part, well, not so much fun, but the creative part is just, it's a blast and, you know, I'm looking forward to a time in my life where I can do nothing but that.
I'll bet. And, you know, who's to say, look, there are creative people in the world, and then there are people who have a head for business. The world expects you to be all of that in one package, but it's a little tricky, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can be. It can be, for sure.
Well, I wanted to play a couple of songs. Absolutely had to play the title track because it's just got such drivability. It does sound as though the song is driving itself. I mean, it's convertible music. This is, man, it just is, you can feel the air through your hair playing Quantum Drive. Isn't that crazy?
I tell you one thing, when I do play it in my car, I tend to speed.
Yes!
I don't know why. That's the only tune, but, you know, I look down at the speedometer. I say, oh, no. The cops are going to come get me.
Yeah, you got to be careful where you are because they're a little, they like to pull people over. And yes. Well, tell us about this situation with Patrice Rushen. I'm so excited that you and Patrice got together for Remind Me. That's a kick
in
the
tail. Oh, man, that was, you talking about being lucky and blessed and just, I am still backflipping over that one. You know, Dennis Johnson, it was his idea to do a cover of that song. It was a song that we both you know, have always liked and everything. And he says, your voices kind of, are in that same family, and it would sound great on flute and everything, so I think we should do that song. I was like, okay, great. So we're, working on the track, and we were like, wow, wouldn't it be great if we can get Patrice Rushen to actually, play on this? And, it was like a pipe dream, It was like, okay, well, it's a long shot. And then, we just kept thinking about it, though. And it was like, well, wait a minute. Between the three of us, Dennis, myself, and Bob, somebody has got to know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows her. So the hunt started, and it took about 3 months. And finally, I was a very good friend of mine who was a very good friend of hers, and hooked it up, and I got to speak with her, and she is just the coolest person ever, and gave us her blessing, gave us this wonderful solo, and it was just great, and I'm so excited, and I hope that we get a chance to perform together in the future.
Oh, yeah. I think that the amazing bond that you two could have in a long-term friendship situation, because I can feel it from here, Reagan. It's just so cool, and I'm so glad this is the single. Shoo! We got to play it. I'm not sure how much time you have, but this is 4.5 minutes and a little bit extra, so hang with me, and then you can tell me how long you have after the song. Is that cool?
Sure.
Okay, great. Reagan Whiteside is with us today on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. This is such a wonderful song from Quantum Drive, the single with Patrice Rushen. Remind Me. Like chilled sparkly wine right there. Woo, that's so nice. Woo, remind me from Quantum Drive, Reagan Whiteside. It's such a trip to hear these songs back, isn't it, Reagan, after all is said and done?
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
It's like listening from a different perspective, too. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, and it's even different, you know, when you're in the studio and something is completed or you think it's going to be completed, and then to hear it when you're not in the studio, when you're not involved in the process anymore, but you're actually listening to it as a listener would hear it. Hopefully you're not one of those artists who go, gee, I wish I could have done something different there.
I have had those moments, yes.
Oh, come on, no.
Well, not so much on this album. There are a few spots that I was like, oh, man, why did I, oh, well, I should have, well, but, you know, my last album, I definitely had some moments. And then my first album, it's like, oh, my God. But, you know, but these are things that I only hear, you know, just like
that's right.
Dennis hears little things that, you know, out of nowhere, oh, that snare is too loud. And it's like, no, it's not. What are you talking about? Nobody hears that. You're the only one that hears that. So,
well, you know, there's something to be said for that. As you're going along in your musical journey, you understand nuance. But what you'll never lose, because it's you we're discussing here, is your excitement about doing the music and wanting it to pop a certain way or wanting a certain feel. You won't ever lose that. I can't imagine you being anything other than what you are and living in the moment as you're playing. You enjoy that, don't you?
I love it. I love it. You know, definitely takes me out of my head.
Yeah, boy, it's nice to take a vacation from that, isn't it?
Yep.
I understand that. Oh, my gosh, you know, you said this. I didn't even think about you having another sort of job during the day and then making music, Reagan. Oh, my God, that's tricky, isn't it?
Yep. But, you know, it works out, you know, it takes, you know, I did do the whole, you know, full-time musician thing for a few years. And one thing that I noticed is like I had to take gigs that I didn't want to take just because I had bills to pay.
Right.
You know, it started to become a drag a little bit. You know, it's like, oh, man, I don't want to play this. I don't want to be here, you know. And it really, it just, unless you're really, like, in that circuit, especially as a flute player, you know, it's not like being a drummer or a keyboard player or a bass player who they're always working. They don't have to worry about a thing. If you're good, you know, somebody always needs a drummer. You know, so it's a little different, you know, for a flute player because it's a fringe instrument. So I'm glad that I'm able to find this kind of balance. Now, granted, you know, if I get the opportunity to be able to support myself fully off of, you know, music, by all means, that's, you know, a dream come true. But, you know, for now, it is what it is, and, you know, I just got to make it work.
You know, you've raised a couple of good points here because this is something that we were talking a little bit about earlier in the chat room today, matter of fact. You found yourself taking gigs that you really didn't want. And when that happens, first of all, you're not getting paid what you're worth. You're playing in places that you don't want to play. And whether we like it or not, the word gets out that you've played there. So I've seen it happen time and time again where artists that I've known who actually are my friends got taken advantage of because if one venue owner or manager thinks, well, so-and-so has played here, we can get him or her for this amount of money. That's not cool.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Man, I know how that works. and it really is true. And in case folks don't know this, some of the people that we have had on the show and people who have names built for themselves, you included, Reagan, Cindy Bradley is another person I know. She's got a day gig. So, you know, it's just got to be done. Until the fact of the matter is, and this is where the ugly side of the business comes in, people have to view you in a certain light. And then there is no question that you are going to be given the money that you deserve in order to play. Right?
Well, yep.
Okay.
But how do you get to that point?
Well, not being a musician, I wouldn't know how to answer that. But I think that, well, honestly, from this particular perspective, we need to hear a whole lot of people that aren't being heard. Now that we've just talked about the fact that labels are not as important as they were, and independent artists are really getting some attention. And actually, how those artists are getting attention is through YouTube hits, or maybe somebody got a soundbite on a TV show, and all of a sudden they go to this artist's website and they become very wealthy from that hit on TV. But there needs to be more radio endeavors. And online is cool. You and I know that, and I know that you're appreciative, but terrestrial radio needs to pick up the game and move forward with jazz, etc. We can't just have a steady diet on these regular radio stations of country and R&B and classical and talk. They need to change it up big time. And Reagan, I'm not kidding you, once that happens, once there is an endeavor where creative jazz and R&B and these hybrid situations come into play, you won't have to worry about making money because those club owners will be calling you.
Yeah. Well, you know? I mean, you know what? Let's hope all of that happens.
Well, it's got to happen. The wheel is going backwards a little bit in the best way. You know, people are very much, you know this, out of sight, out of mind, folks.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not in front of them, they tend to forget you, which is why now jazz festivals are jazz and R&B festivals, because what are people hearing on a day-to-day? It's the rhythm and blues acts and not so much the jazz.
Yeah, that is true.
So
that is true.
In order for you to get new attention and a whole bunch of other folks, there needs to be more people who invest in playing it so that it's in cars every day and in workplaces every day, and get the attention away from personal iPods. I'm getting into radical territory here. You know what? My memory was refreshed today. You won the Capital Jazz Fest New Artist Competition, didn't you?
Yeah, back in 2006.
Is that when that was? Wow. That was when WSMJ was kicking in Baltimore. I forgot all about that, Reagan. Yes. Yes. And then our mutual friend Jerry B. from Sound Doctrine and the boys came to town to try to make their play.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
How about that? That was a kick. Who was with you? Who also was in the running that year? Do you remember?
It was Matt Marshak.
Oh.
And yeah, and Ken Ford, the violinist.
Oh, yeah.
Groove School.
really?
And I think it was there one more, or was that it? I can't remember.
I'll have to dig back. That's pretty awesome. Who were the judges that year? You remember that?
It was Kirk Whalum.
Uh-oh.
Definitely one of them.
Whoa!
Man, I can't remember the other two judges. There were three judges.
You know what? That's enough. That is enough. And that's so funny because Jerry B. just wrote some of us a letter saying that he is going to be doing a new Sound Doctrine CD, and Kirk is probably going to play on it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so cool. It's a small world, isn't it?
It really is. It really is.
Well, what would you like to see? We sort of know because we've just talked about it, for you to pull away from any sort of day situation and focus on this. But with Quantum Drive out now and it doing so well, if you had a dream come true, what would that be?
To get on that level where I'm traveling around the world constantly playing.
Man, that would be nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Look, is there a certain protocol that somebody has to know or have in order to get on these cruises? Have you done one of these jazz cruises?
I've done the Capital Jazz Cruise.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. The cruise circuit is a tough nut to crack, though, I tell you.
Yeah?
I haven't discovered that secret yet, but I'll get there.
Well, you know, I brought this up because a disc jockey who has been in Baltimore for a long time, originally from Camden, New Jersey, across the water from Philly, he made mention of the fact that he knows people at the Soul Train cruise and was trying to get a gauge as to who would be interested in the Baltimore area to be on the next cruise. Reagan, that's where you need to be, on the Soul Train cruise.
I would love to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, they need some new blood. They've got the old cats, and I love the old cats on that cruise. Jeffrey Osborne is a staple there. The OJs, some semblance of the groups that we used to know in the 60s, but they need some new blood to shake it up. You know what? Here's the name of the disc jockey. His name is Tim Watts at Magic 105.9 in Baltimore.
Okay.
We need to connect you two
right now.
Yeah. Because the roster hasn't been filled for 2015. So if there was a way for you to do that, man, they would eat you up, girl.
Oh, man, that would be great. I would love to do something like that.
Yeah. Oh, that makes a lot of money. And as soon as they have all the information out there, folks are buying up the tickets. So I don't know why it is that it just presented itself to tell you about that at this moment. But God doesn't put seeds of information unless somebody can make use of them. So there.
That's true.
Yep. So what are you most happy about at this point? What's fueling you about Quantum Drive out? Is there something that's bubbling under the surface? Is there something that you can share, something in the wind that maybe you can't share but you could tease us with?
You mean in terms of another project?
Well, no. I mean, just because Quantum Drive is out, mm-hmm. you know, there's all sorts. You alluded to something about people picking up interest in you because of the award that you just won. So maybe you're going to...
There are a few things bubbling. There's a few things going on. There's nothing solid just yet, but there are some things in the works. So, you know, I'm trying not to jinx it, you know, just... Let it be.
I understand.
But,
I understand.
There are definitely some things happening.
Cool. I like to hear that. And would you ever consider since you are a multi-instrumentalist, and I know you developed a love for the flute early, but you also, at a young age, you're playing piano, drums, and violin.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever delve into any of those instruments, or is it a situation, God knows you had a flute attached to your hip when you were born, but do you ever get interested in playing the other instruments?
Oh, sure, all the time. I mean, I always say if I ever win the lottery, you know, I would just lock myself in a room for a year and just learn every instrument that I could get my hands on.
That's,
you know,
cool.
Definitely, you know, that's my love. You know, that's just to have a room with a drum set in it and just wild out and actually sound good. That'd be nice.
Oh, man, that would be. That'll be my little prayer for you. Well, you know what? I wanted to play a song here, and you can tell us about it beforehand. It's one of those songs, and bless you for having songs that are over 3 minutes. You didn't make sound bites. You actually made music, Reagan. Thank you. There is a six-minute song and then some. I love Smoky Room. I love it.
Oh, yeah, that was a fun one.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I was so excited. I didn't realize it was that long until, you know, we're writing down all the times and everything, and it's like, what do you mean it's over 6 minutes? Really? Oh, right, yes. Because, you know, I love songs that, you know, like, what was it? Was it Butterfly? Herbie Hancock, that, I think the version of that song is like 20 minutes, something like
yeah.
that. So, and I said, I want a song like that, you know. And they might not play it, but, you know, I want a song like that. But you know what's funny? They are playing it. You know, WCLK has been playing Smoky Room a lot, the full version, the full 6 minute and 15 second version, which is awesome. I had no idea that would happen. So, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, because it sounds like a jam. We were talking earlier, Vel Lewis, who was just with me the other day, who's been around forever. I mean, he was playing when he was a teenager in Philly, and he got to play on a televised jazz show when he was a teenager. They pulled him out of Overbrook High School so he could play on this jazz show. So he's been doing this for a while. And now with his EP, Colors of Soul, we were pining Beege in the chat room that the songs aren't longer. We want to hear jams. And that's why Smoky Room is so cool, because it sounds like a jam.
Yep, yes.
Yeah.
That's definitely the jam song.
So are you good buddies with Frank McComb? I mean, I know that Bob has been in your corner for so long, but you got Althea and you got Patrice and you got Frank McComb and Bob to do this song. How'd that work out?
Well, I mean, it's funny. Frank and I knew of each other for a few years, but had never actually, like, really met. And it wasn't until earlier this year where he came to Atlanta to do a show, and I sat in with him. And we just kind of hit it off right away. And he is just a beast. He is an amazing musician. And, you know, from then, and, you know, of course, both of us being independent musicians, we have a lot in common. So he's a really nice guy, and it was great working with him. And the solo that he put down there was like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, blows my time every time I listen to it.
And you know what? You both probably had a lot to talk about, because Frank, his frustration level has been very high being an independent artist through the years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been
very
at it a while.
High. Woo! Yes, he has, and he has stayed lean and hungry about it. So that's what makes it's so cool to hear him. Well, Reagan, you know what? I won't keep you, because the song is a while. You know, you don't have to hang for the song. I definitely wanted to play it. You know, I am firmly in your corner. You probably have laughed because it seems like every time I turn around and I say who's going to be on Hybrid Jazz for a given day, Reagan Whiteside is in the mix frequently.
And I so appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It just I love the fact that you are so strong and you've remained positive through all of these career ups and downs and twists and turns, because it's not easy. And to stay in the game, you've done what it takes with integrity to stay in it. So I admire you a great deal.
Oh, thank you. Thank
You're
you so
welcome.
Much.
Well, we're going to have a next chapter here. I am going to keep an eye on what Quantum Drive is doing, God knows, and looks like it's only up from here. You feel that too, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I have to.
Yes.
I have to feel that.
Yes, I know you do. Keep reading The Secret. Keep feeling it. Thanks for being with us and hanging out. We've got some cool folks in the chat room, and they're hanging on to your every word. So you've got fans galore.
Oh, thank you. And thank you, everybody in the chat room.
Yeah. They'll be listening to this song. Love this, Reagan, and love the whole CD, matter of fact. People are going to be surprised at a couple of things that they hear. Woo, it's so cool. You just don't know what to expect from you, and you've got to promise us that things will always stay that way, please.
It definitely will. It definitely
Yay!
Will.
Yay! Great. We'll see you down the road. Hopefully see you in person one of these days, too.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah.
ReaganWhiteside.com, right?
Yes, ReaganWhiteside.com. And I'm also on Facebook and Twitter.
Yes, and I know that you're pretty active on Twitter, and I appreciate that, too. You have a wonderful day, night. Thanks for taking the time off from your work schedule, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Trish. You take care.
You too, Reagan.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Here we go. Got to hear this song. Man, from Quantum Drive with Bob Baldwin and Frank McComb, Reagan Whiteside on Hybrid Jazz. worked out just dandy. Woo! Reagan Whiteside with Bob Baldwin and Frank McComb, Smoky Room, from the brand new Quantum Drive on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Shoo! Thank you to Reagan for hanging out with us for an hour. We loved it. Next time around, Jimmy Haslip next Tuesday. One show next week. Got a funky schedule from now on in, babies, but it's going to be always entertaining for you. Thank you so much. Like what, 109,000 listens strong? It's just been a blessing all the way around. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend. Be safe, but have fun. From all of us here at Hybrid Jazz, there's a lot of people working on it. God bless.